I'll do it.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color with some colorful people here tonight. We've got some colorful hosts. My name is Glenn Greenwich. I'm calling from Queens, Jamaica, Queens, New York. And we've got the illustrious Jill out of Atlanta. And then we've got the one and only Henrietta from Chi-Town.
Good evening, everyone.
So all is good. All is good in the International Black Summit. We welcome you to our December show, December 18th show. And we've got a couple of themes for you tonight. But what we're going to be talking about specifically is we're going to be talking about how you can reduce some of your Christmas cost, and we've got some gift ideas that you can do to reduce your budget, so that you don't have to go into the new year underwater like a lot of the rest of us are with our mortgages and with our credit and all of this other stuff that's going on. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And this month is, you know, we're very festive in what's possible and what's available. So, Jill, any announcements?
The main announcement that we have is, of course, we want everyone to remember that our 22nd annual International Black Summit event will be held in Alabama this year. We're very excited about that. It will be August 2nd to August 5th. So, any type of shares, which are informational meetings about the International Black Summit, can be found at blacksummit.org. And you can also find us on Facebook at International Black Summit. And we hope that you take a look at our website and find out what our purpose is and find yourself in our declaration as well. Back to you, Glenn.
Great. Thank you, Jill. And speaking of the declaration, Henrietta, would you read the declaration? The declaration for us? I'm having trouble talking tonight. The declaration for us?
We'll help you.
No problem.
And I didn't even have a drink. I didn't even have a drink. I'm like, man.
No problem, Glenn. Thank you. Everybody, we love our declaration, so please take a moment and listen and see where you find yourself in the Declaration of the International Black Summit. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, December 18th, 2011. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Back to you, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. You know,
so
I was thinking. Yes.
So, excuse me for interrupting. So would you please ask me what's my favorite part of the Declaration?
My dear Henrietta, what is your favorite part of the Declaration?
My favorite part of the Declaration is we stand for the expression of our spirituality. I love that part. And ask me why I love that part, Glenn.
Henrietta, why do you love that part so dearly?
I love that part because we were in New Orleans in 2007, and we were helping to rebuild New Orleans, and we had the annual event there, and we did that worship service that Sunday morning. There were 27 different ways that black people worshiped and expressed their spirituality, 27 different ways in one room. And I love it. I will never forget it. And thank you for asking.
You're welcome. You know, I was reading the email, and one of my college roommates sent me the information, and maybe a theme for future events, but they had you want to be a black millionaire for black folks, and they actually had some questions, so I'll make sure that you guys get a look at that. But that might be some interesting things for us to do upcoming shows.
Okay.
Anyway, because it was all about, you know, black TV shows and, you know, who played Shaft, what was the actor's name, and what's Tupac's mom's name, and, you know, why did the guy in Good Times not become a football player in the NFL? You know, interesting things like that. Just bits of information. So I definitely think that that'll be something fun for us to do going forward. But tonight's show, we're going to be focusing on what you can do to reduce your budget, save some money, and still be able to be in the spirit of giving. So, and you know what? I must be drunk with the thought of generating my own Kahlua. And I apologize because I didn't get the information for Baileys, because you can make your own Baileys as well.
Wow.
And but I do, you know, all of that stuff is online. Got to thank the Pop family from New Hampshire, because they have given me some ideas and gave me the Kahlua recipe and gave me a couple other ideas as well. So since I went there already, I guess I might as well start there.
Okay.
So if you want to make your own gifts, and certainly everybody likes to receive spirits for the holidays, there's a personal Kahlua that you can make, and of course you would buy a nice little bottle and present it with a ribbon, and you know, you could really dress it up. And I think people would be pretty impressed if they had some homemade Kahlua. Anyway, it doesn't take a whole lot, and I'll just tell you the ingredients. I won't go through the whole process, but the process is actually pretty simple. In fact, I will go through the process because it's so easy. Anyway, so you need 4 cups of vodka, 3 cups of water, 1/4 cup of instant coffee, 4 cups of sugar, 1 tablespoon of vanilla, and then another cup of water. So you, and we have the 2 different cups because you use them at different times. And the process is as simple as boil the 3 cups of water, stir in the sugar, hard boil this for 20 minutes, then boil one cup of water and add coffee. Add coffee to the sugar mixture, add vodka to this, pour into a dark bottle, let cool and cap, and that is it. Okay? And you have your own Kahlua. All right? You guys heard that? Simple. Right? Point. You know, I mean, you know, what we're talking about, a half an hour? So you could do your own business, have your own label for Christmas. and if you're looking for other kinds of ideas, the book is called It's in the Bag by Leisure Arts, Inc., and it's published in 1997. And it's available on Amazon or eBay. But, of course, you could go to the library and just borrow it for the holidays so you don't even have to buy it. It's got a lot of ideas and a lot of really low-budget and inexpensive ways of expressing your gratitude and your love to your friends and your family. So the other thing...
You just don't want them to participate in Christmas, depending on how much vodka you put in that recipe.
Well, it says the parts of vodka, but of course you can make it a little stronger, or you can, you know, I mean, you could actually even do different flavors. I mean, you know, you could have different flavors of vodka. So you have French vanilla, Coco Colombian, who knows? I don't even know all the different flavors of coffee, but you could actually change it up. Maybe do like a little orange spice kind of coffee. You know, listen, everybody's doing it. You got your own label. Why not?
What's interesting, so it's really based on the kind of coffee that you use. Right?
Yes.
That's what makes
yes.
it. I never
knew right.
Kahlua in Kahlua.
Kahlua is a coffee liqueur. Mm-hmm. So, so that you could make it very easy. And vodka, again, is doesn't have any flavors with it, so anything that you add to the vodka takes on that characteristic.
Right.
So there you
right.
have the perfect surprise gift. And trust me, if somebody brought me their own personal batch of Kahlua, I'd be impressed.
I know you would. You would. Oh, my God, that's funny.
So let's see. Do we have any callers out there, if you would like to jump in and share with us your ideas for generating and creating your own kind of gifts, please press 1 and come to the call and let us know what your ideas are. And Jerry's on the call, so welcome to the call, Jerry.
Thank you.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Henrietta. Hi, Jill. How you doing?
Hi, good.
But you know what? I got a person for the show, and especially for you, my brother. I got something good. And this is Kuja Shakalia.
Uh-oh. It means
self-determination. Emperor
determination.
That's right. That's right. Self-determination. To define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Brother, you all that and plus that.
All right. All right, my brother. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that leads us perfectly into the next gift item, which is called Kwanzaa sticks.
Kwanzaa sticks.
Kwanzaa sticks. Yeah, now, and you can make a Hanukkah stick, or you can make a Christmas stick as well. It depends on the colors that you use. But basically what you do is you get a 20-inch pretzel, and you roll it in some and then you roll it into the colors that you want at the top, so that the very, you know, maybe 3 or 4 inches has a chalk line, and then you've got the colors laid out, and you just roll it in those colors till it gets those colors come onto the stick, and you've got Kwanzaa sticks, Hanukkah sticks, or Christmas sticks.
Okay,
so depending on the top.
So are you talking about, I mean, is this an edible stick?
Yeah, So you know the pretzel sticks that they have, the big long pretzel that we used to eat as kids? Or, you know, I don't know, used to be a nickel, whatever. Those same pretzels.
Right.
You melt some chocolate, white chocolate. You roll it in the white chocolate so it adheres to the pretzel, and then you roll that into the colored oh, now you know what I lost.
Sprinkles.
Thank you, Jill. And you do it into the colored sprinkles, and there you've got a nice little edible little treat. That reflects the the season. And I mean, you know, so those are just one of the things, you know, again, if you look at some of the cultures, people do a lot of baking, you know, cookies, all kinds of cookies. You know, you get one of those tin boxes, and you and some of them are already pretty colorful, or you wrap it and you bake some cookies. You know, you bake some cookies, you bake some, you know, you got lemon almond bread, you've got chocolate chip banana bread, chocolate chip pumpkin loaf, crunchy homemade granola, crunchy nut clusters, double apple walnut bread. So these are all of the things, you know, the Jamaicans, and the West Indians love black cake, which is a variation of fruit cake. So Southern Americans do fruit cakes. Caribbeans do black cake, which is a fruit cake that's got rum in it.
Man,
you take a slice of that cake, you got a buzz on.
Exactly. You don't need no glass.
Exactly. You got a glass in the slice.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I was taking care of business for my mother, right? And I walked past this bakery, and you know, this brother made an African American flag cake.
Okay.
And then I said, what do you put in there? He said that he had vodka. And he had some Hennessy. And he said, treat me, you want a piece? I said, hell yeah, I want a piece. You know, don't talk me to that. Mm-hmm. Just give me a piece. And I taste it. I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't feeling good, but I was feeling okay after that.
Well, you know, that's the perfect kind of thing that people enjoy celebrating. So that you come to Christmas dinner or Kwanzaa dinner or just visiting folks, you bring them a piece of cake, or you bake them some cookies and you present that, and people are very, very grateful, and it's a joyous giving opportunity for you to share, and certainly enjoy the African American cake or the rum cake or the fruit cake or, you know, a variety of other things. So there are oodles and oodles of things that you can do to bake. So if you're a baker, there's all kinds of good things. Now, you got to remember that we've got to, for those of us who are managing our weight, we have to be careful and watch what we eat, but again, this is the season of giving. So, And so we could spend the whole show on the different baked goods. And don't forget it. I said that you could also make Bailey's. So that's recipes online somewhere. And there's probably other drinks that you could actually make. I haven't even talked about getting some herbs from the garden. You gardeners, if you gather some herbs, you can actually put it in the olive oil and give the olive oil a nice little scent of sage or thyme or rosemary or a combination of the two. Or you could do like a rosemary and garlic, put in some olive oil, and then or some roasted, some sun-dried tomatoes in the olive oil. So all of that gives it flavor, and then when you use the olive oil, that olive oil has that flavor. You can buy little bottles to put it in, and you put a little ribbon on it or what have you. So you've got some homemade olive oil with rosemary and different things in it. So I mean, all of those things are, again, very inexpensive. But if you've got a cooker in the family, they will love it. They will love it. So, you know, you can make it spicy. You could put some jalapeno peppers in there as well. Or you could, you know, if they're not too much into the spices, you can just give it some more low-key. You could do like a rosemary or thyme or, there's lots of different things. So the cookers are probably the easiest ones to really get creative with. Matter of fact, you could actually go out and get gourmet salts, or gourmet herbs, and create a little spice pack for them, of assortment of different things. So you could actually get some little small Ziplocs, and you label it and you give them the different varieties of things so that they can create something in their kitchen. Or you can give them that with some recipes and on some of these herbs and spices that they may not be familiar with, cumin and some curry, some of that good Madras curry. You know, that's the extra strength curry. Some nice rosemary, some exotic sea salt, because some of the sea salts have different flavors to them as well. They're all very healthy for you. It's much better than Morton salt or the normal table iodized table salt that we get. So I mean, you really can get creative in it. I was in a store the other day and they had these just little itty bitty packets, maybe four or five different packets, and then they would give you recipes on those particular packets. So I mean, you could do something like that. Very inexpensive. You buy a bulk of the seasoning at the health food store, and you could go to town and make some exotic dishes, recipes for them to include with the seasoning. So, I mean, listen, it's about having fun and being creative. So I've got tons and tons of other things I want to hear with some other people. If you guys out there in Radio Land, if you've got some ideas, press 1. We'll get you on the show, and please share your thoughts and your ideas on how we can reduce our budget for Christmas gifts and how we can share things with our family. And if you guys got some ideas, Jill, you start with you.
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of, I make jewelry, and I went to Maui about 7 years ago, and I collected little pieces, little rocks and shells and little pieces of coral that have the natural holes, and so I make these long necklaces with these huge beads, and the way I make it, I kind of look at it as my trademark, so to speak. But I'll send you all pictures. So I do make my jewelry, and there's about 5 friends that I have, that I make earrings for, and it's called Jewels by Jill. And so I do the jewelry. And then another friend of mine was, she was doing a lot of spring cleaning, and she ran into a lot of T-shirts that her son had when, you know, he was younger. And these T-shirts were actually shirts from various camps. So instead of giving away all the shirts, she made a little cute quilt / blanket out of all of his T-shirts with the different camp names. So I thought that was a really cute idea. So when you're getting rid of your kids' clothes or something, or getting rid of your own clothes, if there's some that have a little bit of sentimental value to it, you can make a little quilt or a little blanket, just a little throw or something like that. And as far as the ideas, I think the ideas of cooking, like cookies are so simple to make, and there's so many different ways you can design them and decorate them and make them personal. And so I like that idea about making cookies and then using a different color saran wrap and put in a cute little colorful plate and give that off as a gift. And then there's other different shops that each city has, the little stores where you go in and you can make your own pottery. And I know some of it can be a little expensive, but there's little clay ornaments where you go in and you paint, you make it personal, and then they glaze it for you. But you have to pick it up a day or two later. But you can go into these little shops and paint your own cup, ashtray, plate, all the way up to, you know, huge signs. You can, it just depends on your budget, but you can be creative as well. So not only when I'm looking at the Declaration of Independence of Black Summit, there's ways, you know, you can build economy, you can sell something that you make yourself and sell it and create money that way. Or really, as far as under establishing nurturing relationships, make something and just go out there and give it to your neighbors. The other thing that's not really utilized anymore, if you remember years ago, remember when you would get so many cards in the mail that you can decorate a living room with the number of Christmas or holiday cards that you receive. No matter what holiday, you receive a card. Well, as each year goes on, you know, there's e-cards and things of that nature. But the idea, I had a homemade card emailed to me from a friend of mine, and I just loved it. She drew six figures of her family and the dog, and it was like, I love that card. I put that card on my tree. So just making a card just can do something to you, for you as well. So I just want to also remind everyone that you're listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show, and we're on every Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, and you can find us at blacksummit.org. Back to you, Glenn.
Great. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Again, if you're out there, we've got a couple hands up. We're going to go to 404-488. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, my name is Latrice.
Hi.
Hey,
Latrice. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Latrice.
Hi.
That's my goddaughter, everybody.
Okay.
Hi, goddaughter.
Hi. I had something that we used to do when I was younger. It was a money saver, and we also made money off of it. But we would give the gifts away, like as presents to just probably our neighbors or our families. We used to, like after Halloween, everybody knows that the candy goes back on sale for cheap, cheap, cheap. So we would buy it. We would buy, like, candy for diabetics. We would buy non-sugar candy. Or for kids, we would buy, you know, the regular candy. And what we would do, because we never use wire hangers in the closet, if we ran across a wire hanger, we would make it out of a Christmas wreath. We would bend it into a circle out of a Christmas wreath, and we would take the candy, but the candy had to be, like, in a wrapper. It couldn't be, like, Snickers or Mr. Good Bars. It had to be, like Jolly Ranchers, you know, those kind of wrappers. We would take some ribbon, tie them around the hanger until it looks like a wreath, and then we would sell it for $20. And then some people would hang them on their door until Christmas, and when their family came, they would pass out the candy off the wreath. So I thought that was always a good idea, what we used to do when we were younger, because sometimes we would sell them for like $20, or we would just, you know, make a wreath and just pass them out.
Very good.
Excellent. Oh, I love that.
I do too. I really like that.
You know, I'm going to stay on that whole wreath thing. Now, you know, you see that these big wreaths that they're selling for $40 and $50, but most of those things you can make yourself. The Pops up in New Hampshire, very creative family, actually went out and got some Christmas, you know, the Christmas tree and created small wreaths, put ribbons on it, and decorated, you know, took a pine cone. And you know how the pine cone, it's got the, you know, it's turned up. So the petals, the outside petals, they painted white, and then put that on the wreath, so that you had the pine cones with white, and you had some nice ribbons and maybe a couple other, you know, maybe a little bell or a little something gold or something silvery, and it's amazing what you can make, and people would love to get this as a gift, because if they don't, rather than buy one, you know, it's a homemade kind of a thing, and it doesn't cost you that much. You can get most of the stuff from a craft fair. You know, you can go to a thrift shop or craft shop and get these items for pretty inexpensively. So, again, another idea around wreaths. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Henrietta, what about you?
Well, I have a couple of things. You know, I was thinking about something that, you know, I think about this all the time. I'm a person, I love cards. My walls are decorated with cards and things that people have given me. That's my artwork in my house. And and so I thought about this year writing write 10 things I like about the person and putting it on a piece of some kind of fancy paper or regular paper and putting it in a frame, in a picture frame. My girlfriend gave me something like that on one of my birthdays, and it was like 40 things that I love about the person or something. And it's real interesting because I've been doing that a lot since then. And it's really interesting how you can find so many things that you really like about a good friend. And so you know, you type it up or you write it however you want to do it, and you know, you put it on a piece of paper, and you can go to the dollar store and get a frame and put it in a frame and give it to the person. And that is a wonderful gift. You know, I mean, that's a really wonderful gift. The other thing that I thought about, well, I didn't think about this. Someone sent, my goddaughter, Lisa, sent me this. And this focuses on the small businesses. And this suggestion that she sent me says that, you know, you can go to your local barber shop or beauty salon and get gift certificates. Everybody gets their hair cut, or everybody, you know, does something with their hair. So you can support small businesses, you know, and they might give a discount because it's a gift certificate, and, you know, give a person that kind of a gift. And then they suggested a gym membership or something about health improvement, you know, maybe a gift certificate to your neighborhood health food store. It says getting your car detailed, you know, go to one, you know, a neighborhood car wash and get a certificate from there. It also talks about maybe shoveling, you know, giving your neighbor a certificate that says, I will shovel your lawn so many times during the, you know, during the winter season, or cut the grass in the summertime, you know. And then it talks about, rather than to give, you know, like to support the major restaurant chains or things like that, go to the neighborhood restaurants where maybe people go and have breakfast or something like that and get a gift certificate from your neighborhood restaurant. So I thought that was a good idea because I know in Chicago people go out to breakfast all the time. There's some really good breakfast places, and, you know, that's a nice gift. I know one year my sister gave me a gift certificate to my favorite Chinese restaurant. It's Chinese, Japanese, and Thai all in one. And, boy, did I enjoy that. I really, really enjoyed that gift certificate because, you know, I was able to use it so many times, and I just, you know, it was just to a place that I really, really liked. And you know, I always had that gift certificate with me. So, you know, this suggestion is for things like that. You know, it still costs a little bit, but it supports the small businesses, so they can make money this, you know, this season as well. I also remembered regifting. You know, last year we talked about regifting, and so I'm always looking at my bookshelves to see if there are books that I haven't read, or even books that I have read, because you always run into people and you're talking about, you know, these different books and things, and sometimes we really don't like to get rid of our books, but sometimes we'll have two and three copies of the same book, so we could give those extra copies away, you know, as gifts, or part of a plant. You know, if you have a big, beautiful plant, you can cut. I love getting pieces of plants from people that I love, you know, and just having it grow. So that's another thing, you know, another gift that you could give is to, you know, give pieces of your plants away. So that's it right for now.
Well, you know, that's great. Thank you, Henrietta, because the thing that I like about that is that you're actually creating coupons. So you're doing coupons. But the other thing that you could do is you could actually create your own coupon by including things like breakfast in bed, a day of help, a night off. And then for your intimate relationships, you could have a love coupon.
A what?
So that would a love coupon. So a love coupon would mean maybe you would, you know, rub their toes or
Jerry,
take them out
calm
to dinner.
Down. Calm down, Jerry.
I'm calm. I'm just laughing. That's all.
That's a different type of show.
It is.
I'm trying to keep it non-X-rated here. Take them out to dinner. You know, do the dishes for them. You know, again, give them a night off. You know, like that. So, definitely along those lines. That's easily done.
You left one thing out too, and then after you cook them dinner, and rub their feet. You know, you know, have some rose petals, lead to the room and you know, fix their water for them, you know, stuff like that.
You're doing too much. You're going to clean up the rose petals, too.
Okay.
That'd be a cute
nice
bubble
bath. A nice candlelit bubble bath with rose petals in the water. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Got to include that.
Yeah, definitely.
Now there are probably some of you out there who sew, so this is a perfect opportunity to make a nice little red vest. I saw, again, I'm going to go refer back to the Pop family, but the gentleman that just passed away, Mr. Robert Pop, had a favorite vest that was made by one of his daughters one of those Christmases. And, you know, she didn't have a lot of money, but he loved it and wore it every single Christmas. That was his Christmas vest. So, little things like sewing. you can make some really nice gifts. Jerry's a big music guy. He could create like a CD mix for some people with some of their favorite songs, or give them, put together a mix from the 70s and 80s, of ballads and some slow jams, like that. We talk about a recipe book. Create your own recipe book for folks and hand it out. Favorite recipes. So they can make a video. We've got the technology, YouTube, and everything else. You can actually make some videos to send to people to wish them a happy holiday, especially people who are not necessarily going to be in your same zip code, so that they can get an idea, And again, write a poem or a story. We've got some of these famous stories and little things that, little known facts. So you could, maybe you can sit down and write about some of the younger folks, some of the things that they did, or some interesting stories that they've done, over time. And
Glenn, I have another suggestion. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I have another idea as far as writing is concerned. If you have, if your grandmother is still alive, or just someone that's the oldest in your family, go to them and really find out about your family history, and just start documenting maybe stories or just things that they know about your family history, because a lot of times that's just passed on. It's not passed on. That's what I meant to say. It's not passed down, because the art, sometimes just the overall art of conversation is gone. And we just think, the elderly people, they just kind of like put them on the side sometimes. We need to really just have a nice sit-down conversation and ask them about their life and who raised them, what was their names, what are some stories behind the family and things of that nature, and then type it up and present it. I know it wasn't around the holidays, but my brother, he did that for us, and he asked all these questions of my grandfather and just got so much information. So that was a pretty neat gift overall, just sitting down and figuring out, just doing your family tree or getting stories of your family.
Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful idea. Another thing, we haven't talked about it yet, but writing up your favorite Bible verses,
mm-hmm.
putting it on some paper and putting it in a nice frame, or the other thing you could do is actually write them out and put it in a frame, So I mean, there's so many things that you can do that people would really appreciate.
Right. Glenn, can I share something else?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Like this week, you remember Dennis, my friend with the real, real deep voice who we sing together. But
oh, yeah.
He, this week, to the assisted living places in Chicago, and we do a daily inspiration reading, every week. It's like the daily word, but our book is called Daily Inspiration. So we wanted to give the seniors like a really special day, because we won't see them until after Christmas. So I asked Dennis to go and be the entertainment. And this is a wonderful idea that he did. If you have seniors in your family, or even if you don't, the first thing Dennis did was he pulled up a chair, pulled up this storybook, and he told stories. He read a story to them. But he used all the voices and things like that, They loved it. They loved it. So I thought about that as a gift that everybody, like, for instance, at Christmas dinner, everybody could tell a story, could tell their favorite family story or something maybe that the children don't know, but just to sit around and share stories, I thought it would be really, really nice. and then to sing Christmas carols. You know,
mm-hmm.
your favorite Christmas carols. It doesn't matter if it's by the Temptations or if they're, you know, if it's Oh Holy Night or, you know, if they're church songs, if they're not church songs. But he sang songs to the seniors, and, oh, my God, they just lit up. They were singing along with him. They were asking for requests. Do you know this? Do you know this? And he would just sing them. So if you could hire somebody maybe to come and sing to your family if you want to. If not, you can just sing the songs yourself. And one other
mm-hmm.
thing that someone shared with me today, there's this game that you can play where everybody buys a gift, and it could be whatever you say. Everybody go to the dollar store, get a dollar gift and wrap it, or $10 or $20 or $100, whatever you want in your family. And everybody who comes brings a gift, and it's wrapped. You sit in a circle, and there's a story that's read. And when you read the story, and it's a pre-done story, the story is about Mr. Left and Mrs. Right. And every time in the story you hear the word right, you pass your gift to the left or to the right. So you don't know who's going to end up with your gift until the story is over.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Everybody has a gift. And it's really a lot of fun. I just heard about it today. My friend Valerie told me about it. But I thought that's a good, you know, that's really a good gift to do. And she said she got it from the November Birth Month group at our church. So I wanted to share. So, oh, and also Glenn Dennis is going to call in a few minutes because he didn't sing last week. So I asked him if he would call in this weekend and sing a song for us.
Okay.
Okay.
And does he know to press 1 so that he can get in and we'll get recognition?
Right. Yeah, he does, and it'll be a 773 number.
Okay.
Okay.
We had a 773 number a little while ago.
Yeah, that was my sister.
Okay. Okay, good.
Right.
Which one?
Yeah. Your sister, Jerry's sister, Diane, that's who it was, but I think she got off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got one, but before we go, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're come to you live every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827. Certainly call in and share with us tonight. We are sharing ideas of gift sharing that are not as damaging to your pocket as going out and putting it on the credit card. One of the things that I saw that I thought was, you know, of course, my whole 007 kind of, you know, scenario in my life was creating a secret hollow book. And I thought this was interesting. Go out and find a cheap, musty old classic at your nearby Goodwill or used bookstore, and then glue the pages together and use a knife, X-Acto knife, to hollow out the center of the book. And now the recipient can store his or her treasures in it. So that would be a perfect little gift for probably a preteen or a teenage girl or guy to just kind of have a little secret hollow book.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Cute. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that one. Well, yeah, I mean, there's so many, you know, there's so many great ideas out there. There's a couple of websites I'm going to point to people. One is called familyfun.go.com, and it seems to be like a Disney site. It's got a lot of interesting gift ideas, but there are quite a few websites out there that have. There's another one, how to There's another one called How to Make 50 Ways How to Make your handmade Christmas gifts. It's got talks about building the gingerbread house, because that's something that I don't think most of our, I know my nieces and nephews don't know anything about a gingerbread house. So that's something. Of course, you can make personalized calendars. You can make your own toys. We talked about the spice handler and a couple of the other interesting things. We talked about love coupons, homemade granola. I think I mentioned that. The other thing that I didn't mention is you can make homemade candles. People love candles. So you can make homemade candles. And then one that I thought was very, very interesting was a teacup candle. So you need to go to a craft store and get the wicks and the wax or old candles that can be melted down, and an old teacup, and maybe a fragrance or two, and you put it in, and you have this lovely old vintage teacup and saucer with a candle in it. So I thought that was a pretty darn creative little gift. The whole idea is really it's about your creativity. It's about you being out there, and the things that you know to do, the things that you're good at, that you have skills, and so you want to just come up with creative ideas of how to utilize them and how to put it to good use. Jerry, any ideas you want to share?
Well, ideas. Well, it's common, but it's old. But you get some eggnog, throw some vodka in it, and some maybe a cinnamon stick and some cinnamon. I'll stir it up. That's all I could think of.
All right.
A 504 caller who's
504. That must be our man in Louisiana.
Okay.
That's right,
hold on
my
a second.
Man.
We're about to get you on the call. there he is. Sorry, you're on the air.
Well,
that's our man.
That's our new Mister Nunu.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Nunu.
How you doing? How y'all doing?
All right.
Welcome to the call.
Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing you was thinking about, Glenn, about Christmas trees. Use the pine cones from the pine tree, and glue a base down on with a hot melt glue gun, a piece of plywood down, and then you can decorate the pine cones Mardi Gras beads. Well, we call it Mardi Gras beads. And at the same time, you're talking about a wreath. We were thinking about, we do it now in Louisiana anyway. We take the Christmas wreath and we redecorate it, sparsely redecorate it with the Mardi Gras colors, gold, green, and purple for the Mardi Gras season. Because
mm-hmm.
right after Christmas, about a month off from Christmas, is the Mardi Gras season, the third weekend in February is the Mardi Gras season, when all the Mardi Gras balls and the parties and the this and the that. Louisiana is on the ball, because right now it's. I just came back from out there in the street from shopping, man. It's a drag to go up there in New Orleans to go shopping. So I just sat myself down and listened to Jill and listened to Henrietta and listened to you all talk about decorating trees and decorating this and decorating that, but you got something like a pine cone. It's right there in front of you. It's right there in the yard. It's right there in the garden. Take the pine cone, glue it to a little piece of plywood, spray it with gold paint, green paint, red paint, any kind of paint, then put your little beads on, or glue it. and that'll make a good Christmas. I'm gonna make you one. I'm gonna make Henrietta one. I'm gonna send it up there to Chicago.
All right.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. Because I was trying to picture it in my mind. Like, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna put one up for you and send it up there to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Might be one for Jill too. I don't know. If I'm in a good mood, not a morious mood, a good craft mood, I'll make a bunch of them for y'all.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
I just want to say, you know, the talk show team, we've been on vacation for a month. So, you know, we usually have a 3-hour meeting every Monday morning. And I miss you guys. I woke up this morning and I'm like, I miss them. So I just wanted to let you know that I really miss our Monday calls, and I'm glad we're on vacation.
Yeah, a lot about that.
Okay, I'm really glad, but I really do miss you guys, and I just needed to say that.
I love you
all very, very much, and I really miss talking with you, and I'm glad we're on vacation. Okay.
Well, you didn't catch up with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I figure.
No, I didn't. I didn't catch up with Rudolph. But our guy is on, Dennis is on, Glenn.
Oh, yeah? Let me get
the 773 number.
Okay. There you go, Dennis. You're live on the air.
Hello.
773-933. Yes, with that lovely deep voice.
Yeah, it is me. How you doing?
Great. Great now that you're here.
All right, then. Well, I'm great now that I'm here also.
Oh, good. Cool. So you're going to do a song for us?
Yes, I would like to try something, if you don't mind the bass voice.
We love the bass voice.
It's the bass voice. There's so many tenors singing these days. The bass voice doesn't get a chance.
Well, knock them dead. Break a leg, as they say, my brother.
Oh, okay. Is the show on the road?
Yeah, it's on the road.
Okay, all right. It's I'm going to go to a song from Charlie Brown talking about the... being a mean one from spoiling Christmases, kind of a Scrooge thing. And it's from Charlie Brown. Here we go. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddling as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty soul. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. Yeah, unwashed socks, your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk, Mr. Grinch. Mr. Grinch.
Thank you. Wow.
That's good.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
The perfect way to end our show.
Wow. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is the International Black Summit, and that was Mr. Dennis out of Chi-Town just bringing out Mr. Grinch and letting you know that this is the festive and fun season. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you, all your listeners out there, for participating and bringing this conversation to completion. We had a fun time. We came up with some great ideas. So now use those ideas to reduce your expenses and your costs so that you don't have to start off the new year in debt or as much debt. And, you know, use the opportunity to generate and be creative going forward. We love you madly. We thank you for participating with us throughout the year, and we look for some spectacular things to come next week. Next week our show is going to be on Christmas and Kwanzaa. We're going to introduce that, and just really looking forward to our powerful 2012. 2012 is the year of the dragon in Chinese lore, and so not sure what that is, but I'll look it up so that we know what that is going into the year. Because I'm about creating something fierce and fiery and hot. That's what dragons are usually associated with. So, anything for you, Henrietta?
I just want to thank everyone who's listening, because I know we had other callers who didn't choose to. I see the numbers, a 603 number, a 404 number, and anyone else who listened in. We thank you so much for being with us, and we're looking forward to sharing Christmas Day with you. We will be on next Sunday, so call in from wherever you are, and we'll do a shout out to your family, or you can have your family shout out to us. We will be on next Sunday, Christmas Day, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's it for me, Glenn.
Thanks, Henrietta. Jill, anything for you?
I just want to, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful year, and this is something that I enjoy every Sunday, and of course, every Monday our calls, but I enjoy our listeners, and I just appreciate everyone, and I just send you all love and light, and I wish you a happy and wonderful holiday.
Very good, very good. Jerry, anything for you?
Yeah, first thing, I want to give out the number first for the oxygen room. And that number is 218-862-6420. I'll say it again. 218-862-6420, and the PIN number is 797-4834 pound. And I want to wish everybody in the world Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa. And the sky's the limit, and just put God first in your life, and he will give you blessings. And I'm living proof at it.
And excuse me. I just wanted to let people know that the oxygen room is where we go next. We move from the live radio program to the oxygen room. That's why Jerry gave out that number, so we can continue this conversation off the air. And again, that number is 218-862-6420. And the access code is 797-4834 pound if you want to join us in the oxygen room. Glenn, back to you.
Very good, very good. Well, this is it for us for tonight. Again, thank you, Mr. Dennis, for that lovely rendition. Always enjoy a light, bubbly Charlie Brown, and bid you all good night. God bless, and have a wonderful week.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
In the oxygen room.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Eid.
Right. Good night.
Happy Kwanzaa.